Good morning. On behalf of the Human Rights Center of the University of Padua, I have the honor and the great pleasure to welcome Honorable Luc van der Brand, former president of the Committee of the Region of the European Union, that this morning will offer a Jean Monnet public lecture to the students of my courses, European Union Political System and International Relations, and to those of the courses of Professor Leon Beckemans, European Union Challenges in the Process of Globalization, and of Professor Antonio Papisca, International Organization for Human Rights and Peace. I am especially grateful to President van der Brand for having accepted to come to Padova once again to address the challenging subject, the Charter of Multilevel Governance, a Policy Perspective. Let me remind that the strategic aim of the European Union's Jean Monnet program is to stimulate teaching and research on European integration at the level of higher education institutions. The program has built up a practice of fruitful thinking within the academic world in order to reflect on political issues of European integration, and especially on the dialogue and cooperation between people and cultures. The European integration context, a highly significant system to test multilevel governance, proves that input-oriented actors are not only available for the ordinary management of new government space, but also for their democratic qualification. Since more and more decisions are made within the European Union system, and citizens have greater constraints, a more genuine representation of interest and the planning of the political demand become increasingly crucial for the system's functional dynamics. The greater the decision-making role, the more fundamental becomes its democratic legitimation. Multi-level democracy is therefore strategic for the good governance of the European Union system. With regard to the political process for the elaboration of a European Charter on multi-level governance, attention should be drawn to three main political actors: the social partners, namely corporative actors and trade unions, working in tandem with economic power center; those that promote the values and general interest of civil society; and those organizations that co-opt political roles, manage elections, and work to occupy government rules. I mean the political parties. Special attention should be placed on European political parties and through them the national political party. It must be noted that in the election programs of the major party in the 2009 European Parliament election, there was no specified reference to the theme of multilevel governance, and that member states observed the affirmation of political parties that do not support a multilevel government approach. On the other hand, economic interest groups, the actor of the social dialogue, and civil society organizations, the actor of civil dialogue, are actively dealing with different levels of governance, from local to supranational. Social and civil dialogue are two distinct but complementary levels or articulation of social governance. Both are rooted in the same pole, the functional pole of subsidiarity. All of the above actors can actually contribute, as reported in the White Paper on Multilevel Governance, to build Europe in partnership and encourage participation to the European process. So, after the lecture of President Van der Brand, it will be delivered the Jean Monnet certificates to the student of the Jean Monnet course European Union Challenges in the Process of Globalization, and the certificate of participation to the student of the UN Security Council Simulation on the situation in Syria. Now I have the pleasure to give the floor to Professor Antonio Papisca.